This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Patient first name is Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Last name is Cross, C-R-O-S-S. Date of birth is 1/26/1948. Date of dictation is 1/30/2024. Referring physician is Dr. Azhar, A-Z-H-A-R. And date of referral is 1/23/2024. Next paragraph, chief complaints, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. Next paragraph, HPI history. This is a 76-year-old female who is a new to our service. Period, I reviewed hospital records, nursing progress notes, recent labs, any medication changes, vital signs, weight changes, and discussed her condition with nursing staff. Patient chart indicates patient has history of cerebral infarction and right hemiplegia, history of aphasia, dysphagia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, hyperlipidemia, anemia and chronic diseases, hypoxemia, history of falls, difficulty in walking. Period. Patient is a poor historian. She has a severe aphasia, and it's very difficult to hold any meaningful conversation with the patient. Patient suffered from a stroke on December 2nd, 2023. She has status post a thrombectomy. Her chart also indicates history of GI bleed, neuropathy, and chronic kidney disease. Patient was responsive to her name and she nodded her head at times trying to respond to my questions. She could not tell me today's day, date, month, season, or circumstances leading to her placement here. Overall, it's difficult to hold any meaningful conversation with patient because of her severe aphasia. Patient's chart indicates that she's on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS prescribed by PCP to improve her mood, sleep, and appetite. Next paragraph, no history of OCD, PTSD, psychosis. Next paragraph, review of system general. Eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genitourinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies. Unable to assess because of severe aphasia. Next paragraph, psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no. Prior history of suicide attempts, no. Prior history of violence, no. Next paragraph, substance abuse history, alcohol, no. Cannabis, no. Opioids, no. Stimulants, no. Next paragraph, psychiatric social history. Have you experienced any form of emotional, physical, social abuse? Unable to assess. Next paragraph, under psychiatric social history, social support, family, friends, current life stress or current medical issues. Next paragraph, vital signs, blood pressure 154 of 92, pulse 68, respiration 16. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, body build normal, nutritional, well nourished, eye contact good, level of consciousness alert, demeanor calm, orientation to self only, attention concentration poor, judgment limited, insight limited, impulse control intact, speech severe, expressive aphasia, language difficult to be understood, thought processes confused, flight of ideas none, thought content unable to hold a coherent conversation, suicidal ideation not reported, homicidal ideation not reported, memory immediate, difficult to assess but seems impaired, recent memory appears impaired, foreign knowledge poor, sleep, fair, appetite, fair. Next paragraph, coordination counseling, history, coordination, continuing with patient. Next paragraph, specific matter addressed or indicated in this note and also include counseling, coordination, care regarding resident status, need for follow-up, diagnosis, finding, recommendations, orders, and treatment instructions. Treatment compliance, risk and benefits of treatment options. Next paragraph, assessment plan. Adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21. Plans continue, mirtazapine as prescribed. Number two, vascular dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety F01.50. Plans provide support, peer anticipate patient's needs, encourage hydration, nutrition, participation in activities, therapy. Next paragraph, disposition. In the disposition box, check recommend continuing non-pharmacological interventions such as creating a calm environment and removing stressors when possible. Next, check that box in disposition section. Next paragraph, patient does seem to have significant cognitive impairment, expressive aphasia, limited insight. He or she seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. Consider activation of power of attorney and or guardianship. Next paragraph, follow-up PRN. Next paragraph, CPT code 90792. Next paragraph, under complexity coding consideration, medical decision making, total minutes of 40. Next paragraph, this is end of dictation.